I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The United States suffers from a shortage of primary care physicians. The problem is expected to get worse. That's because the baby boom generation is aging, and health care reform could put greater demands on doctors as more Americans gain health insurance. One solution might be to allow more foreign-trained doctors to work in the U.S. The fact is, many doctors trained abroad would like to practice here, but they can't, and some say the system is stacked against them. Marina Giovanelli of station WLRN in Miami has more.
The Jefferson Reeves Community Clinic in Miami provides care to people who can't afford it elsewhere. The clinic helps patients control diabetes, it treats colds, gives vaccines. Dr. Robert Schwartz trains young physicians here. He says it's become hard to find doctors willing to practice this kind of medicine.
There's been a significant decline of medical students who are interested in family medicine. I see this as an enormous challenge to the delivery of care.
Across town, Wilson Cuesta says he's ready and willing to deliver that kind of care. Before moving to the U.S. 5 years ago, he practiced family medicine in his native Colombia.
This is my passion. Medicine is my passion. That's what I am. But here I cannot practice. I cannot see any patients because I don't have any type of license.
For a doctor trained abroad, getting a license in the U.S. requires several things. You need to take board exams and an English language test. Cuesta passed those quickly. Then you need to go through a residency program. So far, that's proved a little more difficult. Cuesta says he's applied for hundreds of positions and paid hundreds of application fees.
Altogether makes close to $20,000 just sending applications to the hospitals and nothing yet.
If Cuesta had been trained in the U.S., chances are he would have already gotten a residency position. Among doctors who went to medical school in the U.S., 95% who apply for a residency get one. Yet for doctors trained abroad, fewer than 40% who apply get a residency in the U.S. That means about 10,000 international medical school graduates are in the U.S. and trying to practice here, but can't. Cuesta calls the system unfair, biased against people like him.
If you have the same knowledge as a graduate from the United States, I don't see any difference when people go to a hospital. We are going to give the same level of care as any other doctor.
But getting a residency is not just about talent, says Fitzhugh Mullen. He's a professor at George Washington University School of Medicine, and he's studied the global migration of doctors for decades. Mullen says there are several reasons U.S. residency programs prefer U.S. graduates. One reason is who pays to train doctors.
A doctor in almost every country of the world is a product of the taxpayers or the tax base of that country. Not only medical education, but pre-medical education. Not only medical education in the classroom, but medical education in public hospitals. All of those systems are paid for or supported by countries.
He says it's natural for a country, including the U.S., to want a return on its investment. So Mullen says U.S. programs should give preference to U.S. graduates. In the same way, he argues, it would be unfair to other countries if the U.S. made it easy for their doctors to work here.
Should we count on the government of India or the government of the Philippines or the government of the Republic of Colombia to train our doctors? I'm not against those doctors, and I'm very appreciative of the work they do. But for a policy going forward, this doesn't make sense. It isn't good for the countries who are losing their doctors to the United States.
In fact, many countries are losing their doctors to the U.S. Even though foreign-trained doctors are having trouble getting residencies here, many do. A quarter of the doctors currently practicing in the U.S. were trained abroad. Some health analysts would like to see the U.S. become less dependent on foreign doctors. And soon, it will be. New medical schools are being built across the U.S. That, plus expansions at existing medical schools, should boost the number of graduates by 30% in the next decade and produce enough U.S.-trained doctors to meet the country's needs. But Colombian Dr. Wilson Cuesta says he won't give up, even though he didn't get a single interview for a residency this year. In the meantime, he has found a job in a pediatric clinic in the billing department.
Even though when I come, I don't see any patient, it's very close to the rooms. I'm close to there. at least every time I wake up in the morning, I say, okay, I have to be ready to go to the medical office to work.
For The World, I'm Marina Giovanelli in Miami.